Hey, you. Are you awake? No? Well, I'm coming in anyway. Don't freak out, okay? I needed to talk to you. It's important, but first, wake up for me, okay? Come on. Don't make me bite you just to get your attention. I'm kidding. Maybe. There you are, finally. You sleep like a rock, you know that? It's cute, though. But listen, we need to talk. And no, it cannot wait until the morning. Look, I'm not trying to ruin your beauty sleep or whatever, but I saw something earlier that really didn't sit right with me. That friend of yours, the one that you were hanging out with tonight. Yeah, I saw them leaving, and well, let's just say they're not exactly what they seem. I know. You're thinking, here she goes again, I'm being all overprotective, but trust me, okay? I don't stick my nose into your business unless it's absolutely necessary. And this, it's very necessary. Besides, you know you secretly like it when I worry about you. Admit it. It's kind of flattering, isn't it? Okay, fine. Don't admit it. But seriously, you have no idea who or what you're dealing with, okay? And I can't just sit back and watch you stroll into something dangerous like that. I mean, you're my roommate. It's my job to keep you safe, right? You know, I could just tell you to stay away from them and leave it at that, but I don't think you'd listen, would you? You'd give me that stubborn little look and probably go straight back to hanging out with them tomorrow just to spite me. So instead, let's play a game. You ask me what I know, and I'll decide how much I want to tell you. Sound fun? No? Well, too bad. It's happening anyway. Relax. I'm not trying to keep secrets or anything. Well, okay, maybe a little, but only because I don't want to freak you out yet. All you need to know for now is that your friend isn't just some ordinary human. I would recognize their kind anywhere. And trust me, you do not want to get mixed up in their worlds. It's pretty messy and dangerous. The kind of dangerous that doesn't just go away with an apology or a good night's sleep. Look, I know you're curious, and that's part of the problem. You've got this spark about you, this thing that draws people, well, things to you, like moths to the flame. And yeah, it's kind of annoying sometimes, but it's also why I'm such a good roommate, obviously. Someone has to keep you out of trouble, right? Anyway, let's just say I've got a knack for spotting the bad apples. It's kind of my thing. So, when I tell you to steer clear of someone, it's not because I'm trying to ruin your social life. It's because I know things that you don't. And I would really prefer not to see you get hurt. Or worse. I mean it. You don't know how dangerous this could get, so... do me a favor, okay? Just trust me on this one, and stay away from them. You're really not going to let this go, are you? Fine, fine. I'll tell you, but you owe me for this. And no, you don't get to decide how. You just owe me. Okay, so that friend of yours, they're not exactly human. Well, not anymore. They might have started out that way, sure, but let's just say they have evolved into something a little darker, a little hungrier. You're probably thinking, oh great, another one of her cryptic little warnings. But I swear, I'm not being dramatic, okay? The person you were with tonight, they're what they call a rogue. Basically, someone who's lost control of their appetite. If you catch my drift. And once that happens, they don't really care who gets caught in the crossfire, basically. They might have seemed nice enough. Charming, even. That's kind of their thing, but trust me, under all that charm is someone who wouldn't think twice about draining you dry if the mood struck. What's that look for? You don't believe me? Or are you just freaked out? It's okay, you can admit it. I'd be freaked out too if I didn't know better. But you've got me, so you don't have to worry about any of that. I mean, what kind of roommate would I be if I just let some rogue walk in here and make you their next snack? Terrible, that's what. Look, I know this is a lot to take in. You've probably got a million questions buzzing around in that head of yours. And no, I am not going to answer all of them tonight. Some things are better left unsaid for now. But I'll give you this much. The world you think you know is just a tiny piece of the puzzle. There's a whole lot more out there. Things that would make your head spin if you knew about them. Things like, well, like me. That's right. I'm not exactly human either. Surprise. Come on, don't act so shocked. What? Did you think I was just really into blackout curtains and late night snacks? Please. I've been dropping hints left and right and you're just now catching on? But seriously, you don't have to be scared of me. I'm not like them. I've got control. I do. And I've got rules. Rules that I follow, no matter what. Like, don't snack on the roommate, for starters. Pretty solid rule, don't you think? You know, I should probably apologize for keeping you up so late. It's kind of rude of me to just waltz in here at this hour, isn't it? Then again, you don't look that upset about it. In fact, you're not even trying to kick me out. Does that mean I'm forgiven? It's fine. Well, if you're okay with it, Maybe I'll stay a little longer then. You know, keep you company. It's the least I can do after dragging you out of bed like this. Besides, it's not like you were doing anything exciting here anyway. Just sleeping, right? I'm way more interesting than your dreams, don't you think? Unless, wait, were you dreaming about me? Be honest. I'm kidding, mostly. Though, if you were dreaming about me, I wouldn't blame you. I mean, who wouldn't? I'm pretty unforgettable, if I do say so myself. But seriously, I don't mind staying up with you for a while. I've always been more of a night owl anyway, and you? You look like you could use a little company tonight. Or am I wrong? Don't look so surprised. I notice things, you know? The little stuff, just like how you've been quieter lately, a little more tired, or a little more distracted, maybe. You want to talk about it? Or not? No pressure. I just thought I would ask. Sometimes it's easier to talk to someone who's not, you know, involved in whatever is going on. And let's be real, I'm probably the most non-judgmental roommate you'll ever have. You could tell me just about anything, and I'd probably still think you're adorable. Okay, I'll stop teasing for now. But seriously, you don't have to keep everything bottled up. Whatever's on your mind, I'm here, okay? No judgments and no strings, just me and you talking. Sound good? Good. And if you don't feel like talking, we can just sit here in silence. Though, I have to warn you, I'm not great at keeping quiet. I'll probably end up rambling about something ridiculous just to fill the space. I see you staring at me. You're really trying to figure me out, huh? What makes you so curious? Is it the fact that I always seem to know things I shouldn't? Or maybe it's the late night visits? Or the mysterious aura? Come on, spill it. What's got you so intrigued? Okay, I'll admit it. I'm not exactly ordinary, but honestly, who wants to be ordinary anyways? It's so boring. Don't you agree? You're not gonna drop this, are you? Fine, I'll give you a little hint. I'm not what you'd call normal. Let's just say I'm a little different from most people. Special, even. But you already knew that, didn't you? Alright, let's play a game then. You guess, and I'll tell you if you're right. Go ahead, take your best shot. Nope, wrong. Not even close, actually. Try again. Okay, I'll make it easier for you. Think darker, more mysterious. Something you've probably read about in stories or seen in movies. Got it? A vampire? Wow, I didn't think you'd actually say it out loud. And now you're looking at me like I've completely lost my mind. Let me guess, you don't believe me, right? Why not? Is it really that hard to believe? I mean, think about it. Doesn't it explain a lot? You're not convinced? Maybe I should prove it to you. What do you think? Should I bite you? Relax. I'm kidding. Mostly. You're fun to mess with, you know that. But seriously, if I were a vampire, you wouldn't have to worry. I would never hurt you. I'm more protective, remember? Besides, if I wanted to bite you, you wouldn't even see it coming. What? You really want me to prove it to you? You are looking a little more appetizing than other days. Have you been going to the gym? I know, I can tell. Maybe I do want to prove it to you. What do you think? Well, I think that I don't want to hurt you. So maybe I can do something else to you. And if you behave, maybe I can prove it to you tomorrow some other way. Yeah? Okay. Come here, baby. You taste so good. I can only imagine how good your blood would taste. I shouldn't think about that. I don't want to hurt you, baby. I want to make you feel good. Do you want me to? You want me to make you feel good? Of course. Let me taste all of you, babe. Oh, fuck. You're so big, baby. You're so much bigger than I thought. Does it feel good like this? It does. You're doing such a good job. Maybe another day I'll be able to taste your blood. You think you could give me that pleasure? Yeah? I've been dreaming about that for so long. About that and about this. Maybe another day I can turn you into one. What do you think? Then we can both live forever together. And we can do this as many times as we want. 'Cause I'm gonna need this so often, baby. Yeah, keep going like that, babe. It feels so freaking good. I can't believe I wasted so much time not doing this with you, but now you're mine. You're mine and no one else's, and soon I'll make you mine forever. I will, baby. I will. take you. I'll take all of you for myself. For eternity. How does that sound? Sounds incredible to me. I love you so much, baby. I love you so freaking much.